The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Effective immediately, I am canceling the last administration's completely one-sided deal with Cuba.
President Trump's Cuba policy announcement in Miami last Friday got big cheers from conservative Cuban Americans. They're a much smaller group than they used to be, but many voted for Trump last November. He pledged to get tougher on Cuba than President Obama had been. So last week, he came to
Little Havana.
And he rolled back a bit of Obama's normalization of relations with the communist island. But Trump's assertion that he was canceling Obama's Cuba policy was Trumpian overstatement. He didn't close the U.S. embassy in Havana. He didn't ban Americans from traveling or doing business there. Pedro Freire heads international practice at the Akerman Law Firm in Miami.
This wasn't a 180-degree turn. This was like a 10-degree turn to starboard. Definitely not a complete reversal.
Still, Trump laid out two directives that he insisted will empower the Cuban people and speed up the demise of the Cuban regime. And many, if not most, Cuba analysts say those claims are also overblown and perhaps false.
We will enforce the ban on tourism.
Trump says too many Americans are flouting the ban on U.S. tourist travel to Cuba. So he'll make it harder to visit Cuba by prohibiting individual people-to-people trips. Instead, they'll be required to go in authorized groups.
We will very strongly restrict American dollars flowing to the military, security, and intelligence services that are the core of the Castro regime.
U.S. travelers and business will now be barred from any transactions with Cuban business run by the military. The military controls much of Cuba's economy. That includes most of the tourism sector and the state-run hotels Cuba usually requires U.S. groups to stay in. That's why it raised eyebrows last week when Trump said his measures will have this effect.
To help the Cuban people themselves form businesses and pursue much better lives.
There is a fundamental flaw in that string of thought. Having less U.S. travelers, many of these private businesses are going to be deprived of their main income.
Gennady Rodriguez is a Miami executive for Cuba Strategies Incorporated. The New York-based firm consults U.S. businesses exploring opportunities in Cuba and helps Cuba's private entrepreneurs. Rodriguez was born in Cuba and came to the U.S. 4 years ago.
Those U.S. travelers are basically the main customers of these private businesses. That's how they have been growing in the last 2 years.
Indeed, individual U.S. visitors are now a main engine driving Cuba's fledgling private sector. Airbnb says Cubans who rent out their homes short-term have earned $40 million through its online booking service since 2015. And more U.S. visitors are eating at private Cuban restaurants. But just as important, those businesses buy products and services from other private entrepreneurs, like a friend of Rodriguez's who's a home remodeler.
He will have less demand of people repairing their houses, working on kitchens, remodeling bathrooms for business purposes. That is going to affect the whole chain.
Rodriguez says that chain of entrepreneurs also fears Trump framed his policy speech in a way that pits them against their government.
That puts them in a very sensitive spot. They may be exposed to be the ones who are conducting this regime change policy.
Which brings us to perhaps Trump's boldest claim. His Cuba policy will force the regime to pursue democratic reforms and bring it down.
And I do believe that end is in the very near future.
Cuba's state and military-run economy is in a shambles, but it has always found a way to get by in spite of the U.S. trade embargo. It's true the regime didn't offer much reform during Obama's presidency, but it may retrench again under Trump. Cariel Gonzalez is a Havana accountant who advises private entrepreneurs and is also critical of the regime's lack of reform. The approach Trump's taking didn't work for 50 years, so why does he think it will work now, says Gonzalez. Cuba's government doesn't work that way. But as Trump has learned and said as much in Miami, that's how politics works in Little Havana. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.